Azaneen, dude, you are getting better and better every day. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, Nazaneen. May Allah protect you. What did I say? This is aging. Arazuya Sai. And this is all because of her parents encouraging her. Her mother, she has many films of her daughter, you know. Good collection. She's. Yes. She is a Nazaneen person. Arzu is a Nazaneen person. May Allah bless her father and her family. And she touches the hearts and the minds of all of us. And let me remind you, inshallah, we're going to have the youth camp this year in August. And inshallah, Nazaneen, Arzu is going to be there, inshallah. And also we have the other camp, which is the junior camp. I think it's in August, yes. So please encourage your young ones. The most important things here in America is to keep your young ones protected and safe and inspired. And this is one of the ways, is to send them to these camps so they can get to know others, speak to them, establish good friendships, and get inspired by such speeches and presentations. Sallu ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Surah Hud, Hud alayhi salam, Surah Hud, verse 50. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ahli baytih al-tayyibin al-tahirin. وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإلى عاد أخاهم هودا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره إن أنتم إلا مفترون يا قوم لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إن أجري إلا على الذي فطرني أفلا تعقلون ويا قوم استغفروا ربكم ثم توبوا إليه يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويزدكم قوة إلى قوتكم ولا تتولوا مجرمين قالوا يا هود ما جئتنا ببينة وما نحن بتاركي آلهتنا عن قولك وما نحن لك بمؤمنين صدق الله العلي العظيم. So this is the tale of a community, or several communities, but this is one of them. Before this story, we had the story of Nuh alayhi salam. And now we have the story of Ad, and after Ad we're going to have the story of Thamud, and after Thamud we're going to have the story of Shu'aib, and the Midianites also, and Lut, and eventually Ibrahim. Stories of leaders and prophets and civilizations who, the way they dealt with their leaders, the way they behaved. These parables and these stories are very imperative and very important for us to learn. This is a community who lived in the southern part of the Arabian Peninsula, the people of Ad. And their prophet is Hud, where we are reading the chapter. Chapter Hud is named after their prophet. This is an Arabian tribe, which perished, completely perished. They have no descendants today. Every member of this community perished. They lived in where we call it Yemen today, north of Hadramaut and to the west of Oman today, Oman and Yemen. So in that area, and that area is called Ahqaf. And Ahqaf is the name of a chapter in the Quran and the name of a geographic area. وَانْذُرْ أَخَا عَادٍ وَاذْكُرْ أَخَا عَادٍ إِذْ أَنْذَرَ قَوْمَهُ بِالْأَحْقَافِ وَقَدْ خَلَتِ الرُّسُلُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ. So Ahqaf is the name of that area, like Orange County, where this community lived and prospered. They prospered. They had strong economy, lush and green and fertile land. Allah says about their land how green it was and how fertile, producing vegetables, food, fruits. He says about it in Surah Al-Shu'ara, أَمَدَّكُمْ, he supplies. أَمَد means he supplied you. بِأَنْعَامٍ وَبَنِينَ وَجَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ, he supplied you with cattle and animals, so you have food to eat. And he supplied you with children and family. And he supplied you with rivers and streams, so they did not have any drought. And he supplied you with food. بِأَنْعَامٍ وَبَنِينَ وَجَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ, springs. This is a reference to the lush and green and fertile land they had. So they had plenty of food. They had food security. And also, they were very gigantic in their size. And this is mentioned in the Quran. وَزَادَكُمْ, Surah Al-A'raf, وَزَادَكُمْ, and he increased you. بَسْطَةً فِي الْخَلْقِ بَسْطَةً, he increased you amply in stature. So they were bodybuilders. Bodybuilders. They were physically fit and strong and tall with big sizes. And also they created huge cities, beautiful cities, which is mentioned in Surah Al-Fajr, chapter 89. وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِ. And then Allah says, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَاد, don't you see what God did with the community of Ad? إِرَمْ ذَاتِ الْعِمَادِ, the name of the city was Iram. And Iram had poles like this one, huge poles. Iram, which is pillared with poles. إِرَمْ ذَاتِ الَّتِي لَمْ يُخْلَقْ مِثْلُهَا, the like of which was never created in all the lands at that time. It was unique. It was unique in its beauty, its grandeur, its architect, its design. It was a huge. إرم ذات العماد التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد. Something very powerful, very prosperous. Prosperous economy, people healthy. But despite these blessings of God, let me ask you, what does wealth do to people who do not have faith? What does it do? Excessive of wealth. If people don't have faith, if people are not strong in their faith, they are not strong in their connection with God, what does wealth do? Corruption and arrogance. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى أَرَّآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. Allah says, insan who does not have faith, once you give him money, give him wealth, give him power, yatgha. Yatgha means transgress. Transgresses against others. He thinks that he's the only power in this universe. He thinks that his wealth is not going to be depleted. He's going to be wealthy for the rest of his life. He's going to be powerful for the rest of his life. But this is not the case. Wealth is not going to remain. Health is not going to remain. Good economy is not going. Nothing is stable in this life. You know what happened to the German team? after 8 years, they always make it to the last round, they got knocked out. So nothing is stable in this life. We cannot take anything for granted, whether it comes to sport, to health, to money, to politics, to anything, to family. We should not expect anything that it's going to last forever. Nothing is going to last forever. Life is changing, and these are lessons for us. Lessons that we have to work harder. We should not take anything for granted. Nothing is reserved for you, just for you. Life is about competition. Allah says, the more you work, the harder you work, the better results you're going to score. If you don't work, if you are lazy, if you take life for granted, you're going to lose. إرم ذات العماد التي لم يخلق مثلها. God, nothing like it, says nothing like it was built, was created in the entire land. لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد. God says, look and reflect on what happened to that community because of their arrogance, because they made a mockery of their prophet, Hud alayhi salam, who invited them to be just. Some people say, why we need religion? If we have good economy, if we have food and security, why do we need religion? Religion secures a good economy for you. So your economy is going to work for you and others, not just for you. Not just for you. That economy is going to be a just economy. In that economy, there would be no theft, no fraud. All people are going to enjoy it, not just a few people going to enjoy and the rest have to suffer. You know, 40 million people in the United States, they live under the poverty, what they call it, the poverty line? 40 million. This is a huge number, which should not happen in this country. If it happens elsewhere, we understand why. But that thing should not happen in this country. It should not happen. So, the people of Ad, who are the descendants of Nuh, by the way, but their story is not biblical. It's not mentioned in the Bible. The story of those people, Ad and Thamud, those two tribes, maybe because they were Arabian tribes, maybe. It's are not mentioned in the Bible. So they had a prophet. And today they say that in that area, in the Ahqaf, their cities are buried under the sand. But the government does not allow, you know, digging and excavation. They don't allow. Maybe one day if they excavate that area, they will find a huge empire being buried because they found some artifacts in the desert in that area. Artifacts that goes back to the time of this tribe, the tribe of Ad. So there a prophet, Allah says, وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا. What a beautiful expression. وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ, and to the community of Ad, we sent their brotherhood. He didn't say their leader, neither their prophet, nor their imam, nor their president. He said, وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا. Because the imam and the prophet, first and foremost, he's a brother. He's a brother of the community. He cares about his people. He's not there to rule. He's not there to dominate. The difference between an Islamic leader and a non-Islamic leader, the Islamic leader, his ambition is not to rule, but to serve. While someone who's non-Islamic, does not believe in God, his ambition is to rule, is to dominate, not to serve. This is the difference. Both are leaders. Both are political leaders. But one of them wants to serve. But he has to be prime minister. He has to be president. He has to be in charge in order for him to serve. But the other one does not care about service, about people. He cares about, all what he cares about is himself, his own interests. Something very bad happened in America 2 days ago. Very bad and very dangerous, believe me. It puts this country on slippery slope that goes down day by day. People have faith in the judiciary. The judiciary has to be independent. But even in the most modern and powerful democracies, we saw that the judiciary is not independent. It's under the influence of politics and political parties. When they uphold the Muslim ban and they side with the president, this is politics. This is politics. What danger Yemen can do? Yemen is dying. They are dying of starvation. They pose a threat to the security of the United States or Somalia or Iran or Syria. They have enough a problem. When did you see a Yemeni or a Syrian or Iranian, he did something bad in America? When? Those who did were Saudi Arabians. So rather than punishing Saudi Arabia, the government of Salman ibn Abdul Aziz, and those who foster terrorism, those who pay billions of dollars to promote terrorism, he's punishing poor countries. Where is the brain? Where is the brain? There is no brain. These things are senseless. And this is dangerous for America. I feel sorry for America. With what is happening, America is not going to be a great nation anymore unless they stop this. وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ. My friends, every virtue in this life depends on this sentence. اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ. Serve God. Once we serve God, we can serve all nations. But if we don't serve God, we will do what President Trump does. Believe me. Some people say, why always ubudullah, worship? Because this is the basis of all goodness. Because you are working for God. Serving God, it means I work for Him, not for this political party. So I put the interest of God and my country right before my eyes. Not the interest of my party. Not the interest of my party. The interest of the country. If politicians put the interest of America before their eyes, this country is going to go back. It is going to be really a great country. But what is happening now, it's not a great country. It's not moving in the direction of being a great country. It is moving in the direction of being a divided country, not a great country. Ubudullah. Once you worship God, you're going to serve your country, serve your family, serve your community, serve the entire humanity. You don't discriminate. You don't discriminate. When you give food to all. When you give medicine, you give. When you give education, healthcare, you give to all. Because they are the dependents of God. So you don't discriminate. اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. You don't have another Lord who's merciful, who's just, who's compassionate like God. There is nothing like Him in this universe. ما لكم من إله غيره. When they rejected Him, He said to them, you are in antum illa muftarun. Muftari, what is muftari in Arabic? Muftari is someone who knows the truth, but he fabricates the truth. This is the meaning of iftira. Iftira means someone who knows what is right and what is wrong, but he chooses to speak the wrong, not the right. This is muftari, fabricator. So they knew what is right and what is wrong. But their arrogance, because they were wealthy and powerful, did not allow them to admit the truth. So they become fabricators. A fabricator is the one who does not admit the truth. Despite knowing the truth, but he doesn't want to admit the truth. And this is not only the people of Ad. This is We have it now in the same country, in the Arabian Peninsula. 1 week ago, one of their mashayikh, Wahhabi leaders, his name is Dr. Ali al-Rubai'i, Wahhabi Saudi leader. He said, tomorrow Iran is going to play against Portugal, and we have to support the Portuguese because Iranians are pagans, Wathani. Can you imagine? He sends a tweet. He said, we should not support the Iranians because they are pagans, worshipping Wathan, idol worshippers. And the Portuguese are the people of book, Ahlul Kitab. So they are closer to us than the Iranians. And you know how many people follow him on his tweet? This is in the land where you find Mecca and Medina. Isn't this a fabricator, this guy? Huh? Iranians are pagans? This is racism. This is bigotry. This is bigotry. This is fabrication. He calls himself Sheikh. He memorizes the Quran. He memorizes the Quran. And this is the result of his speech. Quran says, when you speak about people, speak nicely, especially people of faith. Iranians are 90 million people. You call them pagans, Wathani, Majusi, Wathani, Mushrik. He calls them Mushrik. And the Portuguese are people of books, so we have to sympathize with them. And he says, I know this is soccer, but still, even in soccer, we have to take sides. You cannot be neutral in soccer. Fabricators. And people who believe them are being misled. This is the type of sheikhs in today's Saudi Arabia. إن أنتم إلا مفترون يا قوم لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إن أجري إلا على الذي فطرني أفلا تعقلون. He said to his community, my mission is not to make money here. I can do something else. I can make more money somewhere else. So I'm not here to collect money. I am here to guide you, to bring you back to your senses, to bring you back to justice, to bring you back to your Lord. I am not expecting any financial reward from you. My rewards, عَلَى الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي. I take it from the one who created me, from the Lord. إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Don't you incorporate your reason? أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. وَيَا قَوْمِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. The first thing, you have to seek forgiveness. Because for a long time, you lived in corruption, injustice. You denied the truth. You were dishonest to your Lord. You did not appreciate your Lord. As Arzu mentioned a few minutes ago, the first thing we learn in Islam is to say, Alhamdulillah, I am thankful, grateful to my Lord for everything that He has given me, even if I don't realize. Many things that we have, we don't realize them. We don't understand them. The health we have, we don't appreciate it. The shelter we have, we don't appreciate it. The family that we have, we don't appreciate it. We don't pay attention to it until the day we miss it. Once we miss it, I say, wow, 50 years I was healthy. 50 years I had a family. 50 years I had a home. I had shelter. I have security. So the first thing we learn is to give thanks to God. This is the most basic responsibility that we owe God, is to thank Him for what He has given us. So number one, we have to go back. استغفروا ربكم. Seek forgiveness from your Lord. ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. After that, turn unto Him in repentance. Because you have to clear your heart. When we commit sins, when we defy God, the heart is going to be covered with darkness. And a heart which is dark cannot find its way in this life. A heart which is dark is an intoxicated heart, not a healthy heart. So first you have to cleanse this heart, clean it first. First we have to clean, and then we have to fill it with something good. وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ وَيَا قَوْمِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. As a result of that, he's going to give you two gifts. One material, the second spiritual. What is the material gift? ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. He's going to make the sky pours down with rain upon you. And when you have rain, you have food. Even us, the Californians, we know the value of rain. Don't you know the value of rain? Huh? When there is no rain, go to the supermarket. Something which was a fruit, which was, let's say, 1 pound, they sell it for, you know, sell it for $2. That 1 pound is going to be $5 when there is no rain. It affects us. Not only affects us financially, but it would affect our psyche, psychologically. Some people get sick when there is no rain. So this is the material reward. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. This is number one, material gain. What is the spiritual gain? وَيَزِدْكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَىٰ قُوَّتِكُمْ وَلَا تَتَوَلَّوْ مُجْرِمِينَ. He's going to increase you. You have physical power. He was telling them, you already have physical power, but he's going to add to that physical power one more power, which is what? Moral power. Moral power. Some people are physically fit, but mentally ill. He uses his physical power to destroy, to bully people, to destroy people, to kill people. He says, with this physical power, God is going to add moral power to it. So you don't use your physical power in destruction, in corruption. You're going to use it to build your community. وَيَزِدْكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَىٰ قُوَّتِكُمْ وَلَا تَتَوَلَّوْا مُجْرِمِينَ. Don't turn away from God. You become sinners and criminals if you turn away from God. What was their answer? I conclude here. Their answer was, قَالُوا يَا هُود. Listen, Hood, don't waste your time. مَا جِئْتَنَا بِبَيِّنَةٍ. What you are saying does not make sense to us. You did not bring us strong proof. مَا جِئْتَنَا بِبَيِّنَةٍ. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِتَارِكِ آلِهَتِنَا عَنْ قَوْلِكِ. And we are not going to give up on our idols. We are not going to give up on our idols. This Saudi Sheikh and the Wahhabis, true, they face the Kaaba in their prayers, but in their mind, they are still attached to their idol worshipping, believe me. Their mentality is not the mentality of someone muwahhid, someone who loves God. Because once you love God truly, your heart is going to be cleansed and clean. So you don't slander people of faith. You don't slander anyone. Yes, some people practice salat physically, but still their hearts is filled with idol worshipping of the past. And this is exactly what people of Ad said. They said, we are not going to give up. We are so attached to these idols. Whatever you say, we are not going to give up on them. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِتَارِكِ آلِهَتِنَا عَنْ قَوْلِكِ وَمَا نَحْنُ لَكَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Don't waste your time. We are not going to believe in you, and we're going to continue on this, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات. Allah, oh Allah, fill our hearts with love and compassion for the entire humanity. Oh Allah, unite all the Muslims and make us prevail over injustice and corruption everywhere, inshallah. Oh Allah, hasten the reappearance of our leader and our Imam, الإمام المهدي المنتظر عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف، وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.